the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts to be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The lectionary, as you may know, is that list of scripture readings that prescribes what particular passages from the Bible we read in worship on any given Sunday. During the summer months, the particular collection of readings that is appointed is actually tied to the regular secular calendar. So when the readings that we had this morning come around every third year, the lectionary is a three-year cycle. When these particular readings, this collection of readings, comes around, it is very often going to be on Labor Day weekend. These readings are prescribed for the Sunday which falls closest to August 31st, which is often going to be the Sunday before the first Monday in September. There's absolutely no need for you to know this, nor does it have any theological significance. But maybe thinking about Labor Day over the course of the next few days and the next week, maybe thinking about Labor Day will help you remember that you heard a reading this morning from the letter of James that in a sense talks about labor, sort of. Talks about doing the work of a life of faith. The passage that we heard this morning from James, from the first chapter of James, is a little bit of what scientists would call an abstract for the rest of the letter. It is a compact mashup of all of the themes that are going to be explored in greater depth as the letter progresses, which means there's a lot in this passage. There's a lot that we could deal with, but we will be reading James for a few weeks. In the midst of all of this imagery and information, the passage that we heard this morning includes one fairly well-known and often quoted line from Scripture. Be doers of the word and not merely hearers. Be doers. Be people who do something. A tenuous link, perhaps, but think Labor Day, sort of. Be doers of the word and not merely hearers. The word in this context, of course, is God's word. The author of James also calls it the implanted word, and that's a rich image, at least for me. The word that God has planted within each of us. The word, certainly as it is revealed in Torah and in the teachings of Jesus, but that word, that hope of God's, that presence of God, has also been planted by God the gardener, planted within us. God does a bit more than just communicate the word, just toss words out there like words on a page. God plants the substance of those words within each one of us. And yet, as the author of James reminds us, we deceive ourselves if we think that that's the end of it. If we think that God's planting is the end of it, and that our receiving this wondrous seed, this wondrous substance of God's hope and God's love, that our receiving, we deceive ourselves if we think that that is the end of it. Do Do not simply receive the word. Be doers of the word. Be livers of the word. Be people who do the work of that implanted word. It is a simple reminder to all of us, a reminder that to have any part of this life as a child of God, to be on this journey of faith deeper into God's presence, to be a follower of Jesus is an active endeavor. It is not a passive reception of word or even love or presence. It is an active endeavor. There is labor. There is doing as a part of this journey, as a part of being a follower of Jesus. I suspect that most, if not all of us, would acknowledge that. We understand that to be the case. But do we do it? Do we live it? Do we act it? I'm reminded of the baptismal covenant, a wonderful outline of the substance of that life that it means to be a follower. In that covenant, we all pray with God's help to be doers of the word. Listen to the active verbs. I'm paraphrasing from the prayer book, but listen to the active verbs. We are to join the community's worship, to participate in the worship of the community, and to be people who pray. When we do something wrong, not if, when we do something wrong, we are to seek forgiveness and reconciliation. We are to make the effort to seek forgiveness and reconciliation. We pray with God's help that we may share God's love, not just receive God's love, but share God's love by our own words and the example of our lives' actions. Love your neighbor. We pray that we may love our neighbors. And that's not a feeling of the heart. That is a way of acting for the good and benefit of our neighbors. And we are called with God's help always to strive for justice and peace, to strive, to do the work, to labor for justice and peace. I have both heard and probably given many sermons on this general topic, this idea of being active doers of God's word, of God's hope, of God's purpose for us, of not simply sitting back passive as we wait for God's help for us, but that this life, this journey we're on, is an active one that takes intention, that takes work. I have heard and given and nodded as those sermons have gone past, and the next day nothing has been different. Bearing that in mind, I want to share with you something that, at least for me, is helpful. I want to share a prayer by William Barclay. I don't know if any of you have read any William Barclay. He died in 1978. He was a professor of New Testament at the University of Glasgow, but he also wrote very extensively for popular audiences, for young people, for people on the streets, for people in the pews, for people seeking to understand or grasp or be a part of this journey of faith. And he wrote one prayer called that we may be useful. That we may be useful. And at least for me, this is one way to take these broad, abstract ideas, valuable as they are, and turn it into something that is a part of the activities of daily life, about being doers of the word. That we may be useful, that we may do things that are useful, and that bring God's word and God's love into the world and into the lives of others. Lord Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve, help us to live useful lives. Help us always to encourage and never to discourage others. Always to be readier to praise than to criticize, and to sympathize rather than to condemn. Help us always to help and never hinder others. Help us always to make the work of others easier and not harder. Help us not to find fault with the efforts of others unless we are prepared to try to do the thing better ourselves. Make us more ready to cooperate than to object, and more ready to say yes than to say no when someone appeals to us for help. Help us always to be a good example and never a bad example. Help us always to make it easier for others to do the right thing and never to make it easier for them to go wrong. Help us to remember that what is safe for us may be dangerous for others. Help us always to take our stand beside anyone who is standing for the right. So grant that indeed our lives may be like lights in the world. Help us to live useful lives. Ponder what that means in your life, in the specific encounters of your life, in the specific gifts that you offer and the specific tasks that are a part of your life. Lord, help us to be useful to others, to bring good into the world. For each of us, there are specific ways, every day of our lives, that we can be useful to God's purpose, useful to God's help for others. Think about what that means for you. How would you write that prayer in a sentence or two within the context of your own life? Help us to be useful. Amen.
Amen.